iCarly type of vibe, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, who would have thought? Like, we really started.
I know. This is thought? You know what? We don't be following through on things, but praise God, he done put it in us to follow through. Man, what the Lord will do.
Man, I'm telling you, because, like, we normally start something. We have a good idea. Mm-hmm. We start working towards it, and then it just sits. But I'm really happy this is the, like, we finally follow through. We got the right equipment. We got the right app. And we really took our time and, like, figured out what we needed so we can actually get this started.
Yes, yes. So,
all glory to him, because y'all don't know. Y'all don't know what it took.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side.
Hey, need him all the time. Okay. But what's up, you guys?
Hey, guys.
What's this podcast called? Hold on. So, no, because look, earlier I was like, two pods. It was just nerves. But welcome to Two Peas on a Pod. This is a new Christian podcast. My name is Stephanie.
And my name is Doreen.
And we're just really excited to just get to talk to you guys, relate to you guys. And I don't want you guys to feel like, you know, this is going to be like one of those Christian podcasts where we are just preaching at you guys. We do want you guys to feel like you can relate to us, talk to us, and really just build community and just hope that the Lord uses us the way that he plans to.
Yes, yes. No, yeah, we definitely want to be relatable, guys. Not everybody has lived a saint life.
Yeah.
And I know I have not. But the things God will do in your life, the things God will bring you out of.
Man.
And if he'd do it for me, he'd do it for you.
Man.
That's all I got to say.
Because we can all sin. Sin a little, sin a lot. So
sin a little, sin a lot. It don't matter. We got God.
For real. Like, as long as he got you and you got him, you good.
Yeah.
You good.
You good.
But I guess that does kind of like relate to the topic today, because today we're talking about surrendering. Mm-hmm. And surrendering can either be one of the hardest things in your life or one of the easiest things in your life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for me, that really was one of the hardest things I had to do, because I felt like in the beginning when I first, like, we'll do a whole different, like, episode on how, like, you know, we came back to Christ and really started following God. But I can admit, like, it was one of the hardest things that I had to do, because I was so used to being in control of my life. Like, to try to just be like, oh, I'm going to follow God. I didn't realize how much I had to let go to get him. And I was so used to being in control of my life when I felt convicted of him saying, you know, you have to let these things go. You have to stop doing this, or you need to read your Bible daily. It was really hard, because I didn't really understand who God was and what he was trying to do in my life, because I wasn't willing to be open to allow him to be a part of my life. I wasn't willing to walk with him. But
yeah, no, I feel like, and that's why I really like us having these conversations, because sometimes we're on the same side of the fence, but other times it's kind of a little different for us. Like, I feel like me getting back into my faith wasn't as hard, because, I mean, I grew up in the church. My grandfather was a pastor. One thing that really made me, like, I had to surrender was my emotions. I could be a very emotional person, and I was holding on to a lot of anger. That was what was holding me back from really even letting go and surrendering my life. And I feel like from there, it has been a bit easier for me to, you know, continue to surrender parts. And one thing about me is I don't always realize that I'm not surrendering certain parts until God tells me, like, hey, you need to give this to me. And then it's like, okay, well, yeah, you got it. Because half the time, I don't be wanting to deal with it myself. Lord, you got it. You got it. You know how people be like, yeah, I like to be in control of my... The Lord got it.
Yeah.
He got it. Because
if he don't got it, he going to take it.
He's going to take it.
But he's going to take it, or he going to call you out on it. Like, I need that. Like, I need that from you, because it's destroying you. Give me that. But, like, that's real. That's so real. Because I feel like one of the main things that I feel like I've had to give God has been, like, I've been so used to like focusing on myself and wanting to be better for myself. I didn't realize that me living that way was putting myself before God. Like I wasn't allowing him to be on the throne when he should have been there. So it was like me and him were like wrestling for a seat, but he's like, you can't beat me. I can't beat him because he's God. And I had to take myself down from this pedestal and really like, he really gave me like an ego death. Like I had to realize how small I was and how big he is to be able to allow him to come in my life and make changes. And to allow someone to make changes in your life, you have to trust them. And I feel like with that process of learning how to trust God, it was kind of like I had this idea of God, but I had to actually go read my Bible to learn who he is for me to be able to trust him to allow him to come in my life. Because if you don't read your Bible, you don't know who God is. You don't know his characteristics. You don't know who he is. And how can you surrender to someone if you don't know who they are?
Right.
And I could feel him like pulling me to reading my Bible and really understanding the characteristics of God so he could come in my life and just work that through me. Because I struggled with like a lot of things. Other than the whole like ego thing, I would say top three would have been ego. I'm right there with you with an emotions thing. Because we know. Yeah. And then also like maybe like addiction, because I used to smoke every single day. So
we both did.
Yeah. Yeah. Delivered.
Delivered.
But like it was so many things that I didn't realize that were killing me that he was trying to take from me. The things that I thought were good for me, he was showing me like, no, those things aren't good for you. You were using those things to help cope, and now I'm showing you something better that can help you cope. And I had to surrender the negatives in my life to allow him to bring positives in my life.
Right. No, yeah, God definitely showed me the same thing. It was like, you're using smoking to cope your emotions. Like, yeah. That's why I said, like, main thing I had to do was like surrender my emotions, my overthinking. Because, oh my gosh, the way I overthink is crazy.
We all struggle with that.
The way I be creating scenarios that's not real in my head and then get angry at the scenario that's not going to happen. It's borderline a delusional.
That's a delusion.
That's the closest thing I get to delusional. I'm not a very delusional person. I'm very a realist. But that right there, I guess they put me in a delusion category. I'm going to go ahead and admit it. Because, man, God showed me, like, do you realize you just got upset about something that's not going to happen?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. You're going to be okay. That's not even close to what's going to happen.
Oh, yes. I be doing that, too, where it's like, I'll literally be sitting there, and I'll have this whole argument in my head, like, man, that girl really had me messed up, man. God be like, girl, you ain't talked to this girl in 2 years. What you talking about? If you don't calm down and go pick up a book, like, God will really clock you about your like delusions. Like, you will be sitting there in your anger whole time. You haven't talked to this person or the whole situation. You might not even know this person. It could be a random person on the street that I seen, and I'll be like, "Oh, they was looking at me funny, girl. Yeah, he has something in his eye. Calm down."
Like, okay, transparency moment. I am a full-time student, and sometimes, like, I still go through this phase. I'm not going to lie. I go through a phase when I don't do good on something, I be ready to crash out. And I be like, Lord, what am I here for? And then I take a nap, and I wake up, and I be like, well, I'm still here, so I guess, I guess you're not done with me yet, okay? I'm working on it. This is, y'all, people really do on social media be posting like everything is fine or like the end result, and the journey to get to where you really want to be or really want to sit in like your spirituality in Christ, it can be a hard, long road, and everybody's road is different. Okay. Mine's is rocky. Okay. It can be rocky at times, but it's like surrendering. I feel like one thing that truly helped me to surrender was once I truly accepted God's purpose for me. Okay, like, you know, once you really start to understand what God wants, and you might not fully know, because trust me, I wish I had the blueprint. I wish I had the blueprint, but what little bit God has told me, because he know I'm one of them people, you give me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. What little bit he has told me, you know, it has helped me to be able to surrender more, because it's like, okay, I know what direction you're taking me in, and I trust you. It might not look, also you got to get out of your head on, it's going to look a certain way. I want it to look like this, or I kind of want it to be like, no, no, no. Like, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, okay?
Girl, why was I just, you better preach. And they wanted food, but God sent them that manna.
That, not what they thought it was going to be, not what they thought it was going to look like, but they were fed the daily bread, okay? Daily bread, okay? So you got to kind of get out of your head on, okay, it's going to look like this, and be more like, God, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I don't know what to expect, but prepare me for it. Help me to be able to see the way you want me to see it, because it might not be the way that you currently see now.
Sure.
And so once I started doing that, it kind of helped me like surrender more, because it's like, okay, like also the unknown, you know, living in the unknown, it's like, okay, I have to surrender to you because I don't know, but you're all knowing. Exactly. And I have faith in that, and I know that you are. So yeah. Since you know and I don't, I surrender to you. I put my faith in you because you know, literally, it's already written.
Right. Like how you were talking about the Israelites, I was literally like, as you were speaking, I was thinking of Moses and like how Moses, like he had a stutter. Moses was a murderer. So Moses didn't expect for him to be the one to get sent to Egypt, me saying, hey, God said, let his people go. And Moses, even speaking to God, he still doubted himself. And I feel like when it comes to surrendering, I feel like a lot of people think, you know, it has to look a certain way. You have to have this type of money. You have to speak a certain way. When God, only thing that God really wants is a willing heart. If you are willing to follow him, if you are willing to let him in your life and let him use you, that's all he needs, because he'll do the rest. Where we lack, he fills. And I feel like one of the things that I've been really focusing on when I was, because I've been studying. Look, y'all, the Lord has called me to study Exodus for like 3 months. And every time I read it, I feel like I've been learning something new. So I even had to write it down. So when it comes to surrendering, the three things that I've been focusing on is relying, recognizing, and remembering. So learning to rely on God, rely on his word, rely on his promises, and then recognize the God that you serve, recognize what he has done, not only in the past, but recognize what he's done with his people. He's kept his promises. Look at his character. And then remember, we see this in the book of Exodus, where like the Israelites are pleading out to God. They're crying and they're saying, you know, like, Lord, help us, Lord, save us. And literally in the text, it says God remembered. Remember that God, he hears you and he remembers the promises. Like, he's not going to break those promises and he's not going to leave you. And that's something that I've really had to like establish, not just in my mind, but in my heart. Like, I had to meditate on my word just to realize, like, okay, if I meditate on this, I can walk in this also. And I can remember what he's telling me. So when I go through life and I feel these doubts, or I feel this anger, or even if I feel joy, I want to remember his word, because without him, I wouldn't have any of this. And you have to remember that, you know, God is going to take your pain, or he's going to take your prayers and turn those into purpose. He might take, I know he's going to hear your prayers. Like, he's going to hear your prayers and he's going to answer them. And sometimes he may answer them and they might not look exactly how you want in the moment. Cause that is, that's the word itself. Your prayers, he might answer your prayers right then and now, but it may not look how you want it to look, because your expectation, you have to remember, you're human. He's God. Whatever he's sending to you, you may need. So it's like, I had to realize that there are things in my life that are going to happen that I have to, but I also have to be okay with them happening, because I know that God is going to use whatever is happening to me to move me. He's going to use that stuff to make me grow and help me go through this crazy messed up life, because y'all know how life gets sticky.
life be lifing.
But if you rely on his word, you learn to rely on him, and like I said, rely, recognize, remember, y'all. Rely, recognize, remember. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I have really been putting in my head so that as I go through life, I know, like, he still got me. Like, mm-hmm. he still got me, and he's not going to leave me. Can't leave me.
Can't. It won't. It has.
It won't. Never did.
It never will.
Amen.
Amen. No, and I like that because it's like sometimes people be like feeling like God left them, and really it's like God never left you. You left him. He was just always waiting on you to reach your hand back out. Like I said, we got to do that whole story on us coming back to God. That's,
yeah.
We like definitely got to do that.
We got to do that. We should really get, like, questions. Because I'm telling y'all, like, when y'all hear our stories, like...
Yeah.
Like, not that our stories is crazy or anything, because I done heard some crazy stories. But, like, I love hearing testimonies because it's so amazing to see how God works in people's life. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love testimonies.
Yeah. I know. It's just... Because, you know what? And this is so crazy because I was thinking about this, like, when I was reading my Bible last night. And I was saying how, like, I was in a season where I kind of was, like, in my feelings because I feel like God wasn't doing things in my life the way he was doing for others. And I had to really sit myself down and realize, like, it might not look the same, but God also isn't doing the same thing in your life that he's doing in theirs. But bottom line, God is still doing something in your life.
That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word.
He's still doing something. It might not look like what he's doing for other people, but he's still doing something for you. And so, man.
Yeah.
That just blessed me. Just
that's
saying
a, that's
it.
That's a word. You could end the podcast. That's it, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. That was a word. Okay.
No, but. Yeah. And I was thinking that last night when I was reading, and it just really blessed me to, like, look back and be like, okay, but, like, wow, God, like, it might not be, you might not be doing what you're doing for other people, but God, you're still moving in my life. You still have done so many things for me. Like, even just reflecting and you saying, like, recognizing, just realizing what all God has done for me. It kind of just helps when those doubts start to creep in. And it's like the devil is trying to attack you. It's like just recognizing and remembering what God has done for you in the past and having that faith that, wow, like if he did it, he's not done with me yet. He did it before, he'll do it again, and it might not be the same way. It might be in a greater magnitude. You just never know, but you got to keep pushing to even find out.
Like how you were saying, like, he's not done with you. Every day that you wake up, that means God still has plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
That means that God still has a purpose for you. That means that he still sees something in you because he needs you to do something.
Yeah.
And I was, my bag, hold on my ear though. I was reading something. I might have been, I don't want to say the name because I don't think it was them because I can't remember. But someone was saying like your birthday is a problem solver. Because of who you were and who you and when you were born, you were meant to solve a piece in this puzzle that God has placed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when we go on this journey, like how we talk about everyone compares themselves. I might see someone, I'd be like, dang, like I wish I was doing that, or I wish I was I had that many followers, or I wish I had their life, etc. And I think it's important to realize that, you know, this life is a one man show. It's between in your audience. You have an audience of one, and it's God. You shouldn't be working to, you know, please other people or to showboat or, you know, oh, I'm finna step on y'all's necks. Cause watch me pop out. Like it, none of that. That's all about ego. That's all about flesh.
Yeah.
What you need to be focusing on is how you're going to please God and what has he told me to do? What has he asked me to do? Did he tell me to go down this path? Or, you know, if God's saying go left and you decide to go right, like, are you okay with, hold on, I just lost my train of thought. Wow.
devil, I rebuke it.
Rebuke in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Come on.
We're going to try to
whims it. So, yeah, I was. Well, if you on a road and you go and God tell you to go left and you go right, are you okay with disobeying him because you want to follow your flesh? There we go. That was good. So it's like when you start comparing stuff, that puts you at risk of committing sin. That puts you at risk of being in rebellion against God because you want something else that someone else already got. That's not what he called you to. So when you start comparing, it puts you at a risk for his plan. Mm-hmm. And then you start to get mad when things happen because you were too busy focusing on what they got going on, not realizing that God's got all these doors already open for you. All mm-hmm. he's doing is telling you to walk down this path, and you'll walk straight through them. Like, you already got the keys in your pocket, but I need you to stop worrying about what's going over there and put your head this way. Mm-hmm. Like he said in Exodus, like, we can go back to Exodus. Like how he said in Exodus, he describes them as stiff-necked people, where their heads might, you know, like, he can't really shift them. Like, it's almost like a, I forgot, what's the word? Like, animals. Like, you think of cow. You know,
the doctor in me was like, that's the pseudo-totocalis. I'm sorry.
Terminology.
Oh.
A stiff-necked person means, like, you're stubborn. If he's saying, I need you to look this way, but you won't look because you keep focusing on what's going over there, you're going to miss, you looking at them, you're going to miss your own calling. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss your own dream, trying to get somebody else's dream. That's not where you're supposed to be at. When you get over there, you ain't going to like it because it's not meant for you. And I didn't have that realization so many times. Like, I feel that especially when I be, like, at the club. Mm-hmm. What am I doing there? And the Lord has told me. Like, you know, when you be somewhere you know you're supposed to be. Yeah. You get that conviction where, girl, get up. Get up.
Open your book.
Go on. Supposed to be doing the Bible study tonight anyway. you gonna know when you somewhere that you're not supposed to be. You gonna know when you're not walking in purpose, because everything, it could be going perfectly fine and then stuff hit the fan. Or you could get in there and you realize it ain't all that it's not cut out to be, because you ain't supposed to be there.
Sure ain't. Also, one thing people need to start really realizing is sometimes God is not saying no. He's just saying not right now.
Waiting.
Like with us.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Y'all, this is not the first time we've tried to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay. We tried to do one when we were still living for the world.
Yeah. Didn't work out.
But look at us now. Look at us now. Like, the way things will come together, fall into place. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like, sometimes, you know, you get discouraged because you think God's saying no, and it's just like, no, not right now. And one thing, like, I always think about is when my pastor was talking about the 30 before the 3.
Mm.
It's like sometimes God is using them 30 years to build you up, to have you go through life experiences, to have you go through different things just for the 3 years he's gonna really move and shift and use you the way that you didn't think he was. So you might be like in your early 20s and you'll be like, when, God, when? But it's like, no, you're still in that 30 period before the 3.
Yeah.
You need to be patient. Yeah.
That's crazy. Shout out PD.
Shout out. I love PD. Shout out to Pastor Darius and Pastor Shamika Daniels.
Man, for real. Because I literally was about to say in his one sermon when he was talking about when Jesus was on the cross. Mm-hmm. And he was on that cross from, what was it, like 9 to 3?
Jesus.
Yeah. And then from 9 to 2, he was still praising God.
Mm-hmm.
But at 3 o'clock, he was like, okay. Like, Lord, come on. Help me.
Yeah, that's a long time to be on the cross. Jesus.
But it's like, you have to be okay during that waiting period still. Like, you have to still praise his name. Mm-hmm. Even when you feel like you don't want to. Like, even though it may feel like he's never going to come, or you've been up on your cross, carrying your cross for so long, and you feel like you've just been, struggling. We'll say struggling. When you feel like you've been struggling so long, are you still willing to praise his name during that struggle? Right. Are you okay with praising God during those times where it just feels like he's not answering your prayers? And I feel like, you know, that is part of the waiting season. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about that, where, like you said, we always see on social media the good. We never see that process in between. And you have to be okay with still praising God in that process in between, because how else are you going to get through it? Like, you can't just praise him in the beginning and ask for prayers and then ignore him this whole time. Then when you get it, oh, thank God. He's like, you know, I still gave it to you, but what happened between these, between X, Y, and Z? Yeah. We went from A to Z, but you didn't praise me from B to Y.
Right.
So it's like, I feel like we have to learn, and even I'm still learning this, like, learning how to be grateful during that waiting season, because I know that he's building, he's changing me. He's going to change my heart so my actions follow with it. And I have to be okay with that. And I have to be thankful for that, because I wouldn't be able to get to Z if I'm still the person that I was in A.
Right. No, and it's crazy, like, one thing, like, that really goes along with surrendering is truly being honest. Like, in every season, and even the waiting seasons, like, I have learned to be very honest with God, because God can take it. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I am going to express myself, because, you know, God, sometimes God really wants you to say what you need and what you want for him to give it to you. And so people are in those seasons and they might, you know, feel some type of way. But all God needed you to do was pray and ask for peace, and then he'll give it to you. Like, that's one thing, like, I have become, like, very honest with God, whether it's like, God, I need peace, I need strength, or God, I just don't feel like talking today. I don't know what's wrong. Even when I don't even know what's wrong with me, I'd be like, God, I don't know, but you, I know you know what I need right now. So I pray that you supply it to me.
And I like how you said, like, being honest. Like, I feel like sometimes, because I know in the beginning, it took me a minute to really start to be honest with God in my prayers. Because it's like, we almost feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
And we can even, that could go biblically. You want to go, check it out, go to Genesis. Go to Genesis. Like, no, this real. I'm putting y'all on game. This goes all the way back to the beginning. Like, when Adam and Eve first committed the sin, the first thing they did was hide. They hid from God. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, shame. And they covered themselves. And the first thing God did was just say, like, where are you? And he wasn't doing that in an angry way. But it's like, you know, like, I know what happened. But, where are you?
Come,
like,
to me.
Yeah, come to him. And I had to realize that God, he's not looking for us to be perfect. He's not looking for us. He's not looking for us to yell at us. Like, that's not his characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's looking for us to love on us and to guide us and to help us. And I had to learn that if I'm not honest in my prayers, I'm not helping my relationship with God. Like, our relationship can't develop if I'm not being honest. And God already knows what you need and what you want. And yes, he may give you those things, but I also feel like when you are honest, not only with God, but with you, with yourself, that provides you, like, with a sense of relief. Like, being like, okay, like, wow, I can really trust you, because I know God's not gonna go back and go tell D what I said in my prayers. Like, I feel I feel like we've really put human characteristics on our relationship with God. And I had to learn how to remove those characteristics.
Put him in a box.
God is not, like, you put him in a box. Like, take God outside of that box, because he's God. We can't even fathom, like, who he, like, his, like, character, like, who he is for real. We just have this book that we have to rely on, where he tells us who he is, and you have to trust and use the Bible so you can know who he is and know who you're speaking to when you are in prayer, or even when you have a normal conversation. Because now I speak to God like we on the phone. He probably tired of me. I went from not speaking to God at all to, you know what, Lord, I'm bored. How you been today? How you feeling? I be looking crazy too.
No, for real. Like, really, like, your God is what you think it is. Like, if you think that God is very limited, then you're going to get limited outcomes from God, because you're putting him in a box. You're confining him. Like, at Revival, one thing that one of the pastors had talked about was saying mercies instead of mercy, because you should think that God is the God of multiple, not just one mercy, but mercies. And it's just like those small little changes in the way you think. It's just like, wow, okay. God is very much, forget three or four dimensional. That man is so many dimensions, you can't even fathom.
Something we ain't seen before.
Something we haven't seen before. But if you put God in a box, then you're not going to really get to experience the greatness of what he really can do on the magnitude that he really can do it. That's why, like, one thing I say is, like, now I say, God, thank you for what, I've seen what you have brought me through, but, like, what you are about to do is about to be the best than ever. I know you're going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. You're going to do things I have not seen, things I cannot even fathom myself. Okay? So, like, people have to really get out of putting God in a box.
Yes.
Because and a lot of times they put God in a box because they feel like they see theirself in a box as well.
Clock it.
Okay, we are truly a reflection of God. Once you start seeing more of God and more of yourself, you're going to start, everything is going to start changing.
X. And how you said, like, putting it in a box. Like, some people saw Jesus as a person from Nazareth. Some people saw Jesus as a carpenter. Some people saw Jesus as a healer. Some people saw Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Some people saw Jesus as the man who died and rose 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put him in a box, you are limiting what he can do in your life because you have limited yourself to what you see. And I just feel like you cannot be afraid in asking God for something. You cannot be afraid.
He gave us the authority.
Yeah.
So say it with your chest. Put your chest into it. That's one thing, like, I really like with school, like, starting off this quarter, a lot of people were like, I don't know how you doing all these classes and da da da, and you taking everything at once. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm doing it either, but God. Okay, the peace, the blood, the Lord.
Still. We need a sound box.
The blood still works. Hey, don't we though? But like the peace he gave me going into the quarter. And then of course, like once you get towards the end, you know, you get all types of anxiety and stuff. And you know, that can really, like, when you get nervous about things that are going on, it's crazy how it could kind of like change your prayer life without you meaning it to.
Yeah.
And it was like, God, I just pray that I pass, and the Lord just help me pass. And then, like, I got to these finals, and I was like, this past weekend, I was like, God, I will pass in Jesus' name. I command it over my life. I command it over me, Lord. You told me I can. I am walking in purpose. I know I am. You have made a way out of no way. I've seen what you have done these past quarters, God. And I know that you are not going to fail me now. God, I command it that I will pass every class and pass them.
Boom, shakalaka.
And pass.
And then clock it.
But no, like, those little changes, and that also boosts up your confidence. Like, God, I've seen what you have done before. Like, I know. I know.
I know the God I serve.
I know. Listen, and I know what you're about to do, and I thank you for it.
Yeah. God is good. God is good. Like, y'all better get y'all some of this.
Yeah.
Try some of this Holy Spirit. It's enough for everybody. He ain't rationalizing around here. But no, he will move mountains for you. And like it says in the Bible, all you need is a little bit of faith, size of a mustard seed, and just speak that. Like how you said, like, your prayers start to change. Like, y'all, like, before I was working at Target, and I was working like maybe like 20 something hours, and when you're older, like, that stuff, that is not gonna work. Like, that stuff is not gonna work. Like, that, those checks wasn't it. And I remember, like, I was supposed to start a new job, but I had a 3-month waiting period, and I would be at work crying. And I'm gonna tell y'all this story. So look, one day I was sitting at work, and I was waiting for me to get my my email to let me know when I'll be starting this job. And I was just like, Lord, like, I know you said I'm gonna get this job, but like, I don't feel like I am. And I'm literally in the back and I start crying. But I started praying. As soon as I dropped my head, the lights turned off, turned back on. I felt convicted. I kid y'all not, I heard God say, pick your head up. Like, I told you, mm-hmm. you got the job. Pick your head up and keep going. Kid y'all not, maybe like a month later, I finally got the email that I was going to start orientation. And I was able to quit my job within like maybe 2 weeks after that. And man, he works.
I remember that, bro. Stress. One thing else we have to do is really being obedient to what God said. Yeah. Because friend.
Yeah.
It's times you were not. Because it was like, yeah, God, I feel like God is telling me to stop working multiple jobs and make time for Him. And look at you trying to get another job. I said, yeah. Did you not?
I tried to get another job and my back was toe up, y'all. I was working at Chipotle and I hated Chipotle. If they ever see this, I hated Chipotle. I hated it. Don't even want no brand deal. Y'all good though. I still eat there. Man, I hated working there.
Just talking about trying that ranch.
That new Chipotle ranch. Show is. I like the food, but I don't like working there. Ain't been back since. That's I put my 2 weeks in because y'all know. Normally I'm just. I'm quick to just leave.
Show is. Resume is long.
For real. I'm telling you. That's why I'm put podcast on something.
I will never forget. Your resume, like, I don't think I've actually seen your resume typed out since, you know, like, we were still in college.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, when you typed all that out, I said,
delete some of this.
I'm like, bro, this is just like sophomore, this is junior year.
Yeah. Like, I worked the whole strip in Cleveland. I can't, I gotta go somewhere. I had to go to Solon to go get a job. That's 30 minutes out. So I didn't work this whole strip. I can't get out nowhere else.
I don't think I ever wanted somebody to abbreviate a resume before until I seen you. Like, how does she have this much experience?
Good. I'm a good worker. I tell you, I catch on quick. I've been with every machine, so I can do it. Shoot, put me anywhere and watch. But yeah. Y'all learn about me later. It's gonna continue. Because I was definitely thinking about getting a second job, but I can feel God saying no.
Yeah.
No.
He's definitely saying, you can feel it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can. He's telling, no.
It's definitely enough.
Quit applying.
It's not the type of job you think it's going to be.
Exactly. It's like, not this the type
you apply for.
This ain't it, Bookie. This ain't it. Yeah. Love you. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I think we can end this here.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I do think that we should do like a journal prompt. I think we should do a journal prompt.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we should do a journal prompt of every episode. And then maybe, like, you know, you guys can comment something that you feel like, you know, is related to the journal prompt. Or if you have questions and stuff, you can put it in the comments below. But I feel like our journal prompt for this week, for this episode, should be, what is something in your life that you feel like you could surrender to God and you aren't? I feel like that could apply to us too.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, why don't you go ahead and share something right quick?
Honestly, I feel like I haven't been surrendering my time.
Ooh, because why was I about to say the same
thing? Look at God, he didn't speak it to us.
That's crazy. I so seriously was about to say the same exact
time
thing. Time.
I feel like God is, he's telling me, like, I really feel like I have things I need to focus on, and I have to create schedules. I have to be punctual with my time, but I also have to make sure that I'm spending time with him. Like, this podcast can't just be my form of connecting to God. Like, my relationship with God, if it's not good, like, if my relationship ain't good with God, then when we come on here, I ain't gonna be good. Right, like, that's how I need to be at this point. Like, this I feel like he's calling me to start my day with him, end my day with him.
Yes, no, this is going to be a way that I can help foster and deepen my relationship, but this is not the only way, and this is not the main way. And no, I completely get that, because I feel like God has been telling me, like, the biggest thing you need to do is schedule everything, because like, it can be tough with me with school. We on a quarter system, so we get mm-hmm. new classes every, like...
near.
Yeah, every 12 weeks. Like, every 12 weeks. And then on top of that, I've been taking 27.5 credit hours. We're really diving deep into podcasts. I'm really involved with church. So it's like sometimes like I can let God slip through the cracks, which
sure.
he should not be that. Like, I need to start my day, like you said, start my day and end my day with him. So really, you know what? Bible. That's one thing I definitely need to surrender my time, because I feel like God has been telling me wake up early. But God,
oh, girl, get
up. I'm not a morning person.
And he be waking me up. And then I wake up. I read my Bible for a little bit and I be back.
You better than me, because I wake up. And I go right back to sleep. I wake up. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up today. Boom. Back out. Boom. Back out. Yo, I know the Lord be shaking his head at me like, bro, like, for real. I'm not gonna lie, when it comes to judgment day and it's all said and done and I make it to the kingdom, amen, me and God might have a moment of silence, like a pause. just him looking at me.
Okay, wait.
You right? I'm like, you don't even gotta say nothing, you're right.
You don't even gotta show me that, I know.
Sorry.
Unlock the doors. No more locked doors, let me in.
But no, out of all seriousness, that's one thing like I definitely am working on, like, especially like on going into this next quarter, I'm really like gonna stick with a time. Really, one thing that will help you wake up early is making sure you go to bed at night on time.
Yeah,
I need to really like have a schedule and really stick to it. So that's why one thing I've been praying for obedience, and God, I give you my time. Maximize my time through you.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So, we'll say it again for y'all. The journal prompt for this episode is, what do you feel like God is asking you to surrender your life? And so, but I think that was a good first episode.
It
I think
really that was really good. God.
God is good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Okay, y'all. We're going to see y'all. Bye. We will be posting every Monday.
So. Yes, every Monday, 8 a.m. Guys, tune in, guys. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Share.
Show it to your young group, youth group, women's men's ministry. Show it to them all.
Show it to them all, guys. Guys, yeah, comment down below. Y'all, we love to hear, like we said, we love to hear testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear how we can pray for you.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like people have gotten out of praying for each other. Like, I might not be able to pray for everybody, but I'm gonna definitely try to pray for as many people as I can.
Yeah, because we want a community of prayer warriors. We don't want no one to feel like they don't have no one. Like, talk to us, comment below. If you see someone in the comments that seems like they just want prayer, if we don't get to it, I hope someone else.
Judge.
Yeah, it don't.
Don't
we don't do that here.
Judge free zone over here.
We love one another. That's all the Bible commanded us to do. Love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Love. But all right. We gonna see y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.